Rishikesh, I used to go for long, long walks. It's very good. Very good to keep all the parts of the body moving, functioning. Prabhupada would say walks are good so that things don't get stuck up. Okay. Anyway, you had some questions?
I just wanted to know that in preaching, sometimes we meet not so bit crazy people, and how we can cooperate with them. So we should invite them to the temple just to chant. Or
crazy people?
Not completely crazy, but different or strange people. Or we just.
We shouldn't invite people who would cause a disturbance to others, or disturbance to a program, which would then become difficult. There are so many average people, normal people out there. So, no. And certainly not crazy people. Those people, you can just give them what you have to give them on the spot. Go to others. So we need to have an atmosphere in our centers where people feel comfortable. It's already different when they come, especially when they first come. When they see devotees and temple and deities and the atmosphere and the smells and the sounds that we take for granted. So for them that's something very different. And if in the middle of that there's eccentric people or people doing very, very strange things that are not what we do, but then they'll identify with that. I remember that when I was coming to the temple, once I brought one of my friends, and then we got preached to by an eccentric devotee, somebody new, and he wouldn't come back. He says, "If this is what Krishna consciousness is about, I don't want to have anything to do with it." Just because the devotee was so eccentric. And he was a normal person, and he was expecting to meet normal people. He didn't mind that he was coming to a Hare Krishna temple, but he wanted to talk to someone who wasn't strange, who didn't behave out of the ordinary. And, so that really discouraged him. Just having that experience with a devotee who is eccentric, but to speak of people who are non-devotees. Something else?
The economical situation in Hungary is just not so good, and people sometimes just complaining about their life, and it's really a big mess sometimes, and they are living in I don't know how they can live. And sometimes I just don't know. So how we can help, or can we help, or can I help somehow to them, or just...
Yeah, you have to give them, you give them a book, Transcendental Knowledge. You try and explain to them that this is, I mean, you don't have time to preach when you're on book distribution, but that's why you try and get them to take a book. Yes, you're in a difficult situation, and the economic situation may not change, or it may get worse. But if you want something to help you cope with that kind of life and the difficulties of the world, then you should chant Hare Krishna and you should take this book. People become much more interested in spiritual life and alternatives when life is difficult. When things are going good, then everyone's absorbed in sense gratification. So, yeah, we tell them, here, chant Hare Krishna, take this book. I don't have money. Well, you've got some money still, and you want to know how to cope with the difficulty of having little money and little facilities. This will actually help you. Help you gain that spiritual and psychological strength to tolerate. Yeah. What you said, you don't know how they live like that. Real thing is, devotees are not experiencing economic crisis, which in one sense it would be good if they did, because Krishna takes care of devotees, and for devotees, especially devotees who are living in a temple and are fully determined, there's not much difference between them and 5 years ago. They don't experience what's going on outside. So we should be very thankful that Krishna's protecting us, giving us that type of lifestyle. It may not be that it's always like that. It may be that we're also, and inevitably, if things get too bad, then it will also affect our lifestyle. It does, in one sense, already, but less. Because Prabhupada points out that things like war and economic crisis and so on, they're punishments. But they're punishment for people who live a sinful life. They're not punishment for people who are sinless. But still, because we're in the material world, it's not going to be possible to completely get away from all that.
Sometimes I just say to people that, okay, there is time to turn your face to God. But of course, I invite them to the temple in Debrecen, because here there is a temple. But sometimes I just say generally that, go and pray more, read about God, so let's do something with God.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's good, or I always have to say that, chant Hare Krishna, and so I just feel a big gap between them and to this process. I don't know if they can just immediately accept, okay, this. So sometimes they can't, usually they can't accept, of course, because that's why we are as many as we. But is it bad if I just say to them that God generally, not Krishna?
But it's on an individual basis. People who know us, who like us, then you can say, yes, chant Hare Krishna. People who don't know anything, and you need to be able to assess it pretty quickly. You're not out on book distribution to preach to two people a day. So if it looks like, you know, this person doesn't even know what Krishna is, doesn't even know who we are or anything, then it's general. That's also preaching. Sometimes it requires steps for people to take. But when people know that we're Hare Krishna's, then, yeah, chant Hare Krishna. That's why it's good, actually. We should always have either invitation cards, just have the mantra, so you can always give them a mantra and say, you chant this mantra. When you're feeling difficulty, you chant this mantra. And that's preaching, that's what it's about. That's what our preaching is. Get people to chant Hare Krishna somehow or another for some reason, and that will change their life. It will make their life good.
And what about those people who've got religion, like Christians or Muslims or something? So should we say that you just can follow that process that your God says, your spiritual, or?
Well, it again depends on the person. You may get Christians who chant an angel God, chant Hare Krishna. It's the same. You just practice your Christianity and chant Hare Krishna. If he's not going to be in time to chant Hare Krishna, then, you know, pray to God, repeat an angel God, yeah, follow your process, be a better Christian. Focus more on that. That's preaching, to be able to know what will make people, how to inspire people to surrender. And if they can't come to Krishna just in one step, then if they're better Christians, better Muslims, that's also fine. And if they become more devout in that way, that's also part of our mission. And that's general preaching. 11 o'clock. Okay, so it should be Prasadam time. And then you should go back and get ready. Yeah, you should take some rest. And then come to the program, and then we'll go back to Budapest. When are you driving back? What time?
After the program.